Welcome to Wild Tater. I'm Charles Hathaway. Many of you are interested in gardening, and some of you have thought about the idea of various types of farm animals being involved in your system. And let me just tell you, as a first-year animal farmer, okay, I started in February, I believe, is when I bought my first batch of four little chickies and started raising them. Let me just give you a little bit of a rundown of my experience in general. Okay, maybe in a future episode we can talk about the specifics of chickens versus ducks versus geese versus whatever. But let me just give you the rundown from the start. First off, if you don't like animals, don't do this. Don't get animals into your system. If you just feel obligated to, maybe just find a way to integrate wild animals into your system, because they will often do the very thing that you need doing, whether it be providing manure, providing clipping of your grass or trimming of your plants, whatever. You know, there are ways to do it without having animals. So make sure you like animals first. Now, if you like animals, I think you'll really enjoy having farm animals. It really feels like having pets with benefits. I know that's funny to say it that way because of where those terms normally come from, but think of it as having a pet that is a little more self-sufficient than a pet, and therefore easier to take care of than a traditional pet, and yet provides you eggs, or gives you feathers, or gives you wool, or milk, or whatever it is that you're trying to do. Now, I can only speak personally from the perspective of a poultry farmer, because I have only had geese, sheep, quail, and ducks. And I've enjoyed every one of them. Now, I don't have quail at the moment. In my experimenting, I discovered several things by which I failed. For example, keeping them inside was a great move, and it worked really well, other than it getting the room really dusty because they're doing their little dust baths and kicking things around sometimes. They were a great inside pet. They really were. The problem was I had an indoor pond nearby, and two of them died from landing in the pond and not being able to figure out how to get out, which is odd to me, because an easy swim to the edge, they could have come out. I'm not exactly sure why they died in there, and it was not a drowning. They were floating on the top like a duck, but I think it was hypothermia, because they would land there during the night. Something would startle them, or maybe they just got active at night. I don't know. So anyway, we can get into specifics about birds later, but and we have lost some chickens, pretty close to half, and that's starting all of them from little chickies, and that's hard. You know, it's hard to lose animals. You feel bad, and it's sad to discover feathers the next morning when a dog, neighborhood stray dog, has found its way over or whatever. You know, that's hard. But overall, I would have to say, do it. I mean, it is fun. Now, if you're determined to have a really lush gardenous yard, then you may want to approach this strategically, because they do eat a lot in terms of foliage, some more than others. We found that if you have a 20-foot by 20-foot backyard, if you just had a couple chickens back there and you really worked hard to keep your stuff alive, you could probably do all right. I think they will eat stuff, but they'll only eat their fill as far as greens. What they really like is bugs. And if you have enough greens back there, they'll have more bugs. And so, you know, that will help with that. And having some moisture to make sure there's worms and grubs and things showing up is more likely to bring them in. If you're really wanting a lush yard and are not really into animals all that much, but thinking you might want to give it a try, it might not be the best fit. And maybe it would go better for you to have them pinned in a, you know, I don't know, 10 foot by 10 foot. I wouldn't go any smaller than that if you've only got two birds. I wouldn't go any smaller than 10 foot by 10 foot, unless you're doing quail. Like I said, they just don't need much space. I had them in a 4 foot by 2 foot thing, five of them, and they had plenty of room. They just don't do much. They like to hide behind stuff, and they kind of tuck low, and they walk around a little bit, and bring them a handful of weeds, and they're happy for, you know, an hour. And they're just not very demanding animals as far as space and such is concerned. And they're flying. They do fly quite high and quite far, but they have no sense of direction. So they just kind of straight line, you know, whichever way they're going, that's the way they're going. They'll slam into a wall, whatever, whatever's between them and their wings getting tired, you know, that's what they're going to hit or whatever. But that's my own experience with that. And I keep bringing up quail, but like I say, I don't have quail anymore. But I have had so much fun having the animals around, and they're such little personalities, are so fun. And one of the best ways that I've heard of, outside of doing free range, which we mostly do free range, we do have a pinned area that we keep them gated when I'm going to be gone all day, or when the family's gone all day, or when there's dogs about, things like that. But the rest of the day, I try to open it up and let them out. Or if the kids are out playing a lot, I'll close it sometimes so they don't go fall into the duck pond or whatever and drown. I hate that. So we are able to lock that. And we do make sure there's water bowls out of the pen so that we can lock it, because the geese is particularly like to walk around and graze and pick grass around the yard and so forth. So they're doing that. And anyway, I say go for it. I mean, quail was my first try, and you know, within about 6 month period, I failed. You know, I ended up losing them all. A couple to accidents, one to an unknown reason, just seemed to get sick and die. And then two, I brought outside with the idea of free ranging. And I just basically let them go, just kind of open the box and say, here you go, guys, have fun. When what I should have done is have them out there in maybe a rabbit pen for a couple of weeks or something, and then open the door and just let them come out at their leisure. I think that would have gone a lot better. But anyway, the ducks have just been a riot. I have so much fun with the ducks. They're just so cute. And the chickens are so personable. Every time I come outside now, the two biggest chickens anyway, they come to see if I've got anything for them, you know, because I'll throw scraps out to them, and they get so excited about that. I do supplement their feed with grain, but the way I get my grain is from old food storage, expired food storage. So I haven't had to actually put out put a flare out to Facebook or whatever saying, hey, has anybody got any old food storage that they're trying to get rid of? But if I need to, I will. So far, people have just offered it, you know, or they'll say, hey, does anybody have any need of some old wheat that's 50 years old or whatever? And no, I've never gotten any that old. Usually it's been like 20 years or something. And I'll say, I'll take it. You know, my birds love it. They have no concern about it being old and stale. And if there's weevils in there, they love it. All the better. Free, you know, worms. That's even better. So that said, I haven't had too much of weevil issues, but we did have some, mealworms, or not mealworms, meal moths, which come from mealworms, and therefore we must have had mealworms. But they have a riot chasing those moths and eating them. That's like candy, flying candy for them. And it's so fun because at night we have their heat lamp on, just keeping them warm. And we have all the other lights off. So when there is moss, they all flock to the light. Well, hey, that's all great with the chickens because they're right there to eat them when they get there. And so they have basically a late night party with all the flying candy. So, you know, it works out well. And it's coming from, I'm sure the mealworms are being laid in the grains that they're going to eat. So that works out very nicely. I would recommend, if you are interested in trying animals, you know, do some research, kind of figure out what might work for your system, and then try it. Try it. What have you got to lose? So they might eat some of your trees that you didn't want them to eat. Maybe you'll find a benefit in them that you really enjoy. Maybe if you get goats and you find, boy, milking them is just, it's just working out. This is fun. And I like the milk or whatever. I'm not a big fan of goat's milk. I'm not even a big fan of raw milk. Except maybe the cheese that you make from raw milk. That's pretty good. Even the yogurt works pretty good. It tastes a lot like store-bought sour cream, which I really like. Anyway, try out an animal, something that'll provide you something because it's so fun. For us, the quail were the first to. No, wait a minute. Yeah, now that I think about it, we got the quail before the chickens. Because my thought was we can raise them inside and then eventually take them outside. And so we had the quail first. And about 2 months after we got them, they started laying eggs. They were 3 months old at the time that I got them, and it's about 6 months they start laying. And they started laying eggs, and sure enough, it was every day or every other day there'd be a quail egg there, and that was so fun. And to be able to boil up little quail eggs and eat them and stuff was just so fun and rewarding for us. We're like, oh, thank you for your egg, you know. And we still do that with the chickens now. It's a lot of fun, and the ducks as well. But go ahead and try it. It's just a lot of fun. And you know, make notes for yourself. See how things go. And if things really aren't working, there's plenty of people on Craigslist or KSL that are willing to take your bird. In fact, you might even be able to sell it for more than what you bought it for and make a little bit of a profit. If nothing else, you can recuperate your costs for feed or whatever else. So, you know, and like I said, you can arrange things around food such that you don't have to spend a lot of money on that. There are restaurants that have scraps that they can't give to people to eat, but if you tell them that it's for your chickens, there's a good chance they'll say, well, yeah, you can have our chicken, I mean our food scraps for birds or whatever, you know. And you just have piles of food out there for them, and people tend to think of scraps the way that you know, when they're getting started anyway, they tend to think of it like you would with dogs or cats. If you just fed a dog or a cat on scraps, they'd probably actually do just fine, but there's a stigma about that. It's like, ah, that's kind of mean, you know. They need to make sure they get a proper nutrition, so let's get them some proper cat food, dog food. Now, I suspect if we were to look at it, that's probably the worst nutrition. And they'd probably get a lot more from food scraps. I don't know. But even aside from that, it's not the same with chickens. It's just not the same. That food is higher protein content. It's better fit for their system. You're going to have more robust eggs, more robust chickens if they're getting a lot of food scraps. In fact, on some chicken forums and so forth, I see conversations, people saying stuff like, oh, my chickens are starting to eat their eggs, you know, what's going on? And they say they need more table scraps. They just need more of it. Just, you know, junk food, old food. When you dump the stuff out of your refrigerator, dump it out to the chickens. It will be good for them. They eat that stuff, and the built up bacterias in there are actually good for chickens. And they need those. And so if you're just feeding them wheat or barley or something, and that's all they're eating, then yeah, you could have some deficiencies if you don't feed them scraps. The point is, you could feed chickens entirely on scraps. You just could. And if you're free ranging, you might not even need to do that all the time, because they go and they find bugs and they find seeds and they find grass and they just eat stuff. Everything that's alive, they eat. And if you're worried about being able to feed them, well, don't have that be a thing to stop you. Just be creative and get online and say, hey, I'm starting chickens, but I want to mostly feed them food scraps because that's better for them anyway. Anybody you want to pitch in, I can come, you know, once a week and collect your food scraps from the week or whatever, you know. Or to a restaurant, or like I said, you know, people's old food storage. You got some old seed to get rid of, I'll take it. I want to feed it to my chickens. And they love it. They love it, love it. So give it a try. Whatever animal you're wanting to do, just give it a try. Worst case scenario, you'll just be finding a new home for it in the future. Best case scenario, you may find yourself a farmer just because you love it, not because you feel the necessity of it, not because you're like, oh, I gotta be able to pay for their feed, and the only way I can do that is, no, I haven't gotten any money off any of my animals yet. I'm nearly to the point where I probably could, because they're producing eggs and so forth, but I'm just having so much fun with it. I'm not going back. I'm not going to go back to not having animals. Not anytime soon, anyway. And it's really not a lot of work. I put food out for them in the morning. That's pretty much it. With the chickens, I do open their door, let them out, and then at night I go out and they're already in because that's their safe place. And so they're already in there. I just close the door. So I go out at night, close the door, come back out in the morning, open the door, and give them feed. That's it. That's all I do. Beyond that, it's all bonus. You know, they come and visit. I go and collect eggs, you know, in the warmest part of the day, because usually by the warmest part of the day, they've laid by then, and free eggs. Cool. So anyway, highly recommend animals. It's a lot of fun. So with that, I'm Charles Hathaway. Thanks for listening to another episode of Wild Tater.